and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Ooh. Action.
Ooh, hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Here we are, and we're back again live. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Thank you so much for having us back here on Tan Talk Radio. And we are very excited, X. I got a lot to talk about tonight. We have a caller scheduled to call in any moment from Enchanted Fairies. Madeline did a photo shoot a couple weeks ago at the Enchanted Fairies located here in Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, I did. It was very fun.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was really cool. It was a really fun experience. So basically what happened is we went into this like thing not knowing what we were going to do. And it was just like super cool. You get to change into a dress. You get to go into a cool room and everything feels so cool. Like the people were really nice. It ended up being really nice.
It was a beautiful shoot. As a matter of fact, I think we have corporate online. Hello.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. This is Raul with Enchanted Fairies here in Sarasota. How are you doing?
Hello. Hey, Raul. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Fantastic. Madeline's on the air with us tonight. She was just saying some good things about you guys.
Oh, how are you doing, Madeline?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Doing great. Just finishing up a couple of sessions, but we're having a great day today.
Well, we were very thrilled with the session that we came down there for, and we've been saying a lot of good things about you. We're trying to send all our friends and family, and so tell us a little bit about Enchanted Fairies.
Well, Enchanted Fairies started 10 years ago. Actually, my friend, which is going to be on joining us, Mr. Daniel Gutierrez, he's actually the founder of Enchanted Fairies, but he started it 10 years ago with a really great vision to be able to help kids and be able to do really great sessions, you know, making them fairies and warriors and just having the entire deal just come to a magic.
And not only is this a business, but it's a business with a purpose for nonprofit organizations, correct?
That is correct.
What inspired you to start doing this?
Well, my friend Dan is the one that started the business, and I actually worked in fast food. And I wanted to do completely something different. I wanted to be a part of something, you know, that's bigger than what I did. I mean, Enchanted Fairies' mission is to enrich the lives of children with magical experiences and to make a massive impact through just giving. And they've given a lot. They're actually really good folks that love charities. I mean, as a matter of fact, they just added a charity here in the Florida. They're based out of Orlando, and they're called Base Camp Children's Cancer Foundation. And just a couple of weeks ago, our CFO Eileen came in and gave them a $49,745 donation check to them. So really, really, really good.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, a lot of work went into coming up with all of that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So is Eileen and Dan joining us this evening?
I know Dan is. I know
Daniel.
They're having a massive ice storm right now in Dallas, Texas, but Dan is going to be joining us. He's the one that started.
Dan is here.
Daniel, nice to finally meet you. Hi, this is Ellen. And
hello.
And then we've got
Madeline.
Yeah. So we are very impressed with Enchanted Fairies. Dan, tell us what got you started in all of this.
Yes, of course. So my name is Dan Gutierrez, and I'm the CEO and founder of Enchanted Fairies. And we are a magical fine art portrait studio in Plano, Texas. We started in 2012. When the company started, I brought my sister and my brother-in-law to help me out. It wasn't easy. We were homeless at that time. And we had to skip meals, and we had to sleep on the floor in the studio because we didn't have any place to stay. But something told us to keep going, and every time we thought about giving up, we would have another check presentation and another family to meet and shake their hands. And that's when what we needed to do with our lives, you know, just to enrich, you know, the kids and raise more money to charities that needed, you know, especially like children that needed to get help with our check presentation.
And Raul said that he just moved over from Texas, and now he's located here in Sarasota, Florida. So you guys have branched out, and you're in many cities, actually, across the United States. Can you tell us about some of those locations?
Yes, that's correct. So we have locations in New York. We have Seattle, Chicago. We have San Antonio, Austin, Houston, of course, the Plano location. And also we have Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And, of course, Sarasota.
And now Sarasota. Yeah. So, and I know you guys are looking to branch out even more so here in the state of Florida, which is great, you know, because Enchanted Fairies, I know I saw it years ago popping up on social media, but they were never local. So as soon as I found out that you guys were doing something here in Sarasota, we came right down. And what a magical experience. It really is. And for little kids and even adults, I mean, it isn't, you know, Madeline's 13 and she was, you know, kind of hesitant, right?
Yeah.
You thought it was for little kids or babies or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got there, what?
It was really cool. It was a really fun experience.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. She had so much fun, and the guys were great. Your photographers and everybody there on staff were so friendly and so helpful, and it just made for a really pleasant experience. And it's nice to know that 100% of that $25 is going to help nonprofit organizations.
That is correct. Our next one is going to be Reach Out and Reach, which they provide books for low-income children. Doctor visits and libraries, stuff like that. Any children from 3 to 12, they can benefit from this. And both Enchanted Fairies and Reach Out and Reach both understand the power of confidence that gives children when they read at an early stage in life.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that's the thing, the confidence level soars. And that was something that I had noticed during the photo shoot, that your staff is so very positive and uplifting. You know, if they didn't take psychology courses, then I'm surprised, because they really were very good with not only the kids, but the parents too.
Yes, we want to make that connection, especially with the kids, to raise that confidence level, make them feel empowered, and also beautiful and confident.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So is there anything else that you'd like the listeners to know about Enchanted Fairies?
Well, right now we're running the same promotion for the fundraiser. It's only $25 that goes 100% to the charity. Every month we choose a different charity. So with the $25 donation, they get a magical interactive fairy session or a warrior. And they get access to a beautiful wardrobe. They can choose a dress or a warrior outfit. And some of these dresses are designed by a designer that worked with Beyonce. She worked with Shakira and Lady Gaga. So, you know, they get a beautiful dress. And they also get a complimentary 8x10 portrait of their favorite pose. So it's a win-win for everybody.
It really is. And you mentioned the gowns. And yeah, those gowns are gorgeous. And you have every size available, from teeny-weeny to adult. And then the props. You guys, tell us a little bit about some of the props that you have.
Yeah, so when the girls, they come in, they get to kiss the frog. They can also have this magical treasure box. Some girls, they want to feel empowered. So we have a sorcerer and a bow and arrow. For the kids, we also have the shield, bow and arrow, the sword. So it's a very interactive and fun session.
What's cool about those props is, and I'm very curious about myself, is the fairy tale book that you guys put together. So all those props and scenes and poses and everything actually lead up to an entire fairy tale story, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And it's very personalized to the children. It has the kid's name on the back with a little beautiful letter, a little beautiful story. So every post tells a story in the book. So So that's something that, imagine you can read to the child at night, and they can fall asleep feeling beautiful and empowered. We really love those albums. They're really, really cool.
Beautiful quality. Looks like something that would be a keepsake forever.
Yes.
And
guarantee for life as well. So if something happens to them, we'll replace them, no questions asked.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. Yeah, definitely. So now with this being said, how many locations do you have at this point?
Right now we have 10 locations, and we're opening one more in Chicago. And the next one, next month, is going to be Orlando.
Oh, good. Orlando. Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. We spend a lot of time in Orlando, don't we, Madeline?
Yes, we do.
What drew us to Enchanted Fairies, finally, was that you guys were looking for models to pose with your unicorn. And we didn't know what kind of unicorn, if it was going to be a real pony or... Right, Madeline?
Yeah. We had our guesses. We thought it was going to be like a donkey. We thought that you guys were going to lead it out into the room.
And then when we got there, we saw this beautiful statue with real hair, and it was beautifully painted and everything. We had to joke with Raul about it a little bit, huh?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But the baby unicorn, his name is Stardust, and it's really, really cute.
And those images of Madeline with Stardust were my favorite images of all.
Oh.
It turned out really beautiful. So, yeah. So, is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know? How can they book an appointment? Where can they find you on the internet?
Yeah, of course. Maybe Raul can tell us about it. Well, the great thing is that the internet is awesome. You can do the booking anywhere. You just go to www.enchantedfairies.com. You select the location, either if it's Sarasota or some of the other 9 locations that we have throughout the United States, and then just book. Basically, you'll get your credentials, and it's only a $25 donation per child, which is a really good thing because you're contributing that for a great cause. It's 100%. And then when you get selected for one of our sessions, you'll get the email, and then you get to book the date and the time that you're wanting as far as when we're open. And then you just basically get ready so you can have a magical experience.
Yeah, and everything is like really cut and dry. You guys do the email thing, you send the appointments, you send the reminder. It's great. And then the Zoom, you know, if you can't make it back in person to view your images, the Zoom link and all of that. So it's very well organized.
Yes, thank you. And it's enchanted-fairies.com.
Okay.
We'll get the dash. Yeah.
Enchanted-fairies.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, you guys, for taking time. Yeah, for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in tonight. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it for the time, and you guys are more than welcome to come at any time. And of course, if you're one of the listeners tonight and you're just listening, stop listening, write the information down, and book today. You'll have a magical time with us.
Yeah, I'm actually considering doing a Madeline and Mommy shoot with you guys, of the two of us. So we will definitely be back, all right?
We would love to see you, Alan.
Thank you. Thanks, Raul. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Daniel, and everyone there at Enchanted Fairies.
And have a magical night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, so nice. So there you have it, Enchanted Fairies. If you're looking for a magical experience for your kids, a wonderful photo shoot, and a nice group of people, that's where to go. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we did over the weekend. Actually, this is our fourth year, but I think it was the 10th event that they've hosted. We went up to Sci-Fi Bartow in Bartow, Florida, downtown Bartow, Florida. Madeline, tell them a little bit about it.
Well, Sci-Fi Bartow is just always awesome. There's so many vendors. There's so many things that you can go and watch. There's places to eat. There's stuff to buy. It's always really fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it's kind of like Comic-Con, right? Because there's a lot of costumes. It's this year's theme was Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of cosplaying. You see a lot of people wearing like cool costumes. And this year there was a pageant at Bartow Sci-Fi that me and my mom judged.
Sci-Fi Beauty Pageant. We did. We helped judge it along with the penguin.
Yes, it was awesome.
And Madeline got to help out with some of the crowning of that. Mm-hmm. And Sean and Lori Sadansky, we want to give you a shout out. Great job, guys. They put that.
That was their first year ever, so.
For the pageant, yes.
Yes.
10th year for Sci-Fi Bartow. Mm-hmm. So shout outs to you guys. You did a great job, and we're looking forward to working with you again next year. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to talk about an upcoming event, a Strawberry Festival. The Strawberry Festival will be here March 3rd. March 3rd, early in the morning, is the parade. Madeline yes. Mommy Show will be there again.
We always do the parade.
We always do the parade. So we'll be there March 3rd. And the event goes from March 3rd to the 13th in Plant City, Florida. The Beach Boys are going to be appearing there this year, along with the Oak Ridge Boys. So if you're interested in any of those guys, and they have a whole schedule, you can go to strawberryfestival.com to check out the schedule of events. But don't miss the parade that is on March the 5th. I'm sorry, did I tell you the 3rd? The event starts on the 3rd. The parade is the 5th at 10 a.m., and it goes all the way around the entire festival. So yes. be looking for the Madeline and Mommy Show. We'll give you a wave and maybe a piece of candy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that's happening later on this year, we always host our own event every year. Mad's Fashion Show mm-hmm. is coming up on August the 20th and 21st. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days, and that's held at?
At the Family Kids and Expo.
Central Family Kids and Family Expo Center, and that is where? Where is that held at?
Orange County Convention Center.
In Orlando, Florida. Yes, and you can buy your tickets online if you go to Central Florida Kids and Family Expo, or you can buy them at the door. They're $8, I think. Kids get in for free.
Yes.
What else? Yeah,
and
that's at the convention center.
At the convention center, you can see all these different stands and booths. They're awesome. And you can come and watch us. But before that, you can go and bounce on bouncy houses or look around at the different stands. There's always Fun Spot and different radio shows.
Food vendors.
Like that.
Yeah, and then, of course, they have not only the fashion show, but different shows.
Yes, like dancers.
On the main stage. And they
like
have the wrestlers.
Acts.
Yeah. Very fun. We're always looking for models, designers, vendors, volunteers for this event. So if you want to be a part of our team, send us an email to
madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
And if you want to check out some of the stuff that we do, you should go to our YouTube channel,
which is Madeline and Mommy Show. We are basically, you can find us anywhere at Madeline and Mommy Show.
Like, just like the song goes, right?
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo! And don't forget to hit up Lasting Impressions by Nicole. She's our lead photographer, and she's done a lot of amazing work with us. She came out to Sci-Fi Bartow with us over the weekend. Check out her page. You can see all the new images of Madeline's most recent photo shoots and some of the events that we've been working on. She's been working on some really great weddings and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yes.
Spring break's coming up.
Yes.
Where are we going?
We're going to Jenny Springs.
Yes.
To camp.
Jenny
to
Springs. Swim. We're going camping. We got to get away from social media and everything for a bit. But we'll be back, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely always be here. Shout outs to Hollywood Connections and Dawn Reese. And thank you so much for everything. All your help, Bobby.
Thank you.
I get over here and I'm like all thumbs. I don't know what happens as soon as I get behind the mic, but you make it all better.
Thank you. We're happy to have you.
Is there anything you want to add? Sure.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed the show. Girls just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Give them a dance, Madeline.